Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So heavy storms hit parts of Mpumalanga on Sunday evening and left a really terrible trail of destruction, with what we believe are four people who were reported dead and more than 30 schools damaged around Bushbuck Ridge. Basic Education spokesperson Elijah Mhlanga is on the line with us. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Mhlanga. Good evening and welcome.
Pinoela, good evening. Thank you so much for having us.
Mr. Mhlanga, can you maybe confirm with us if we have any more people who are, you know, who has deceased, or how many other people have been left destitute as well?
At the moment, we know of the three families that have lost their loved ones, and we have about 39 schools that are affected. We also know that there's a young girl, Lena, who is in a primary school, who was also injured in the legs, but being attended to in hospital. But we also know that on Sunday evening, hospitals treated more than 40 people who sustained injuries on the first day of the storm that caused problems in the area.
Yes. You speak of, you know, 39 schools that have been affected. Of course, young people are already starting to write their exams, have already started, in fact. And you also speak of somebody who was in primary school who was affected. What's the plan going forward in making sure that they can continue writing the exams?
Well, the matric exams have not been disrupted, fortunately, and we are very happy with that, because the district office acted quickly to address matters that were threatening the exams. So in the one school which had the classrooms, which were used as exam rooms, blown away, the grade 8 and 9 learners were sent back home, so that their own classrooms would be used for the examinations. That took place on Monday. On Tuesday, the nearby church were then used for exams purposes. And we want to appreciate the work of the local pastors who have made their buildings available for us to continue the business of examinations, because they understand that it's important for the learners who have been in the system for so long, who are writing their final exam in the schooling system. So we appreciate the fact that they know and they understand the importance of these exams. So that's what we've done. But the majority of the schools that are damaged are primary schools. So in the high schools, we have about 12 or 13 high schools that are affected, but their exams were not really disrupted, because the rooms that are available were then used for exam writing.
Now the difficult work of getting that infrastructure sorted out begins.
No, you're absolutely right. Now we need to try to find a way to continue with the business of education, because we have lost classrooms. In fact, we're still counting now the number of actual classrooms that we have lost. So we are waiting for the final number to come through. That is taking a bit of time, because the officials are also affected themselves. So there's been a delay in the information that is coming through, but we know. We try to visit as many of the schools as possible today, but at each school, when you stand there and you look at it and you absorb the loss and the trauma that was caused to the learners and the teachers, and the fact that they're sitting under a tree with no work to do, you then spend a little bit more time there rather than rush to the next one. So it was very difficult. It's been a draining day for us, because you need to sympathize, spend time and try to listen to their stories. So it's a big, big, big job, but the MECU came to the schools and she was there, and we are going to put together a team that will do an actual
assessment
of the damage so that they are able to cost it.
You think we are likely to see a declaration of a state of disaster so we can unlock some of the resources needed to deal with this damage?
Well, the MEC for Coxpur in the province also came to join us. He was visiting the families of the bereaved. And by the way, one of the families that we visited, the father and husband of that household, was killed by the corrugated iron that was flying from the school when the school roof was blown off. So he was walking home and he was hit by the pieces of the metal there, and unfortunately he passed away. So it's very sad, and the community there is still traumatized by what happened. And what is surprising is that everyone is saying everything happened in less than 30 minutes. This damage was so bad that you wonder what really happened, because today it's sunny, it's hot, and it's dusty, which means there was no real rain, even though cars have also suffered hailstorm damage. So it's really bad, and I think people are still traumatized trying to understand what took place in the past 2 days.
Sure, quite devastating indeed. Thank you so much for your time. Basic Education spokesperson Elijah Mhlanga, who went out to Mpumalanga as well to do, you know, some site visit. And as he says, you know, this is so strange. This area right now looks sunny and dusty as if there was no rain. And here we are with 39 schools having been damaged, and unfortunately many of those being primary schools. But yeah, the loss of life, just unheard of.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.